Chanukah, Parshas Miketz, Beis Tefillah, Tov Shin Ayin Vov. Yerushalmi, Perek Eilu Metzias, Halacha Hei. Yerushalmi tells us a story of Alexandrus Macdon, who went to visit Malka Ketzaya. Who is the king of Ketzaya? The Pnei Moshe says it's somewhere in India. And he brings the Aram Foshim explain that he was a king who reigned beyond the mountains of darkness. Me'ever lehori achoshech. So he went to visit Malka Ketzaya. The king saw him, he saw Alexandros, so immediately he gave him gold and silver. Said Alexandros, I didn't come here for your money. I want to see how you behave, how you rule, how you govern your people and judge your people. As he was there, two members of the country came to the king of Ketzaya, for judgment. They had an argument. What's the story? There's a seller and a buyer. The seller sold a field with a ruin inside, a churva. And the buyer bought the field with the churva, with the ruin. But the buyer found, in the ruin, he found a hidden treasure. The buyer therefore sues the seller and says, I didn't pay for this. I paid for a ruin. I didn't pay for the treasure. Take it back. And the seller says, no, I sold you all that I have. Includes the treasure. I sold everything. I didn't keep anything for myself. So you have it. And they have a big argument. Who takes the treasure? Where the buyer says to the seller, it's yours. And the seller says to the buyer, it's yours. So they come to the king of Ketzaya for judgment. Ask the king of Ketzaya, he asked him a surprise question. And he asks, tell me, do you have a son? He says, yes. He asks the other party, do you have a daughter? He says, yes. Says the king, Samach HaShidach, make a Shidach, marry them, pair them up together, marry them off, and therefore, they'll share the treasure together. Very nice. The king of Ketzaya sees that Alexandros is smiling. See, asks Alexandros, what are you smiling about? Is this not a good judgment? What would you do if it happened to you? Says Alexandros, if it would happen to me, what would I do? I would kill the seller, I would kill the buyer, and take the money for myself. Says the king of Ketzaya, you love money so much. Okay, come for a meal. So he serves him a meal. At the meal, Alexandros is served with bread and chicken. But the bread was made out of gold, and the chicken was made out of gold. Said Alexandros, think I can eat gold? What are you serving me? Said, I see you like gold so much. I thought, so eat it. What do we learn from this Yerushalmi? This is the king of Yavon. We learn Alexandros came to appreciate Chochmah. He was offered gold and silver, didn't want to take it. I came to see your Chochmah. Alexandros appreciated the Chochmah. When he was asked, is this a good judgment? He said, yes. he appreciated the Chochmah. But at the end of the day, says Alexander, I would have killed the two parties and taken the money for myself. We see from here a disconnection between Chochmah and Tzivus HaGuf and the Yetzer Hara. B'Chochmas Yavon, it was an amazing psak. It's an amazing idea to pair the two people up together. But if you have a Yetzer Hara, said Alexander, I would kill them and take the money for myself because I have a Yetzer Hara. But you have Chochmas Yavon. Say that. B'Chochmas you're right. But Lemaitse, I would take the money for myself. We see a big difference between the Chochmah and your Yetzer Hara. Sorry, what? Alexandros said, I would have killed both parties and taken the money for myself. It is human. It's very human. You have a Yetzer Hara. Huh? It's not Chochmas Yavon. That's the idea. But the Maisi has the Yetzer Hara. It's not Chochmas Yavon. It's Yetzer Hara. In Parshas Vayera, when Avraham meets Elimelech, Avraham hides the fact who Sarah is, and he says he's my sister, and then Avimelech takes Sarai, and then Hashem reveals himself, and Avimelech is very upset. He says to Avraham, Mara Isa Klasisas Adovraze, what did you see wrong with us that made you hide who your wife is? You marshal me. I didn't realize that she was your wife. Why did you hide it from us? And Avraham answers, Ki amarti yak ein yeres elokim b'mokim ezeh. I saw this is a place without Yerushalayim. Had I told the truth, I was afraid of being killed. Says the Emek Dovor, says the Netziv on the spot. What was the question? What was the answer? Said Avimelech, what was wrong with us? Do we not have Derech Eretz? Did you see over here we don't have Derech Eretz? Never have we taken a wife away from a husband. It's never been done before. Says Avraham, you're right. You have Derech Eretz. But there's no Yiras Elokim. There's no guarantee. You may have the Talbus of being proper, a proper Talbus to act properly. There's no Yiras Elokim. There's nothing to combat the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, I was afraid they'll take it away and Varguni, you'll kill me. That's what I was afraid of. That's exactly what we're seeing by with Alexandros. He recognized the Chochmah. It was a beautiful thing to share the money between them. But the Maisi has the Yetzer Hara. There's nothing to combat that. Magdal. Yeah. Okay. It's well known about Aristo. Aristo was, the Rambam was very, very praised him for his Chochmah. But it's Yadua that he was very moral. He lived an immoral life. Why? Because there's no story. You have your Chochmah, you have your Yetzer Hara. One doesn't contradict the other. On the other hand, by the Jewish people, says David HaMelech, in Tehillim, Samach Gimel, Tzomo lecho nafshi, Koma lecho psori, Be'eret siyo v'oyev bli moyim. I'm thirsty, my nefesh is thirsty for you. And my guf, my psori, my bosor is thirsty for you. Kein ba'akoydesh chazisicha. Says the Medrash, Keshem she nafshi tzomo lecho. The same way my soul is thirsty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ken ramach evorim sheyesh bitzmeim lecha. Likewise my guf. In the Yiddishkeit, Judaism, not only do we have a seichel for Torah, but we try and elevate our guf, to mekadosh our guf, we also be part of it. We try to fight our yetzahara. They go hand in hand. With this idea, concept, maybe we could answer a question. We all know the difference. What's the difference between Hanukkah and Purim? Both were gzeiros, both had a salvation, both are mitrabanon. Yet, by Purim, we celebrate with parties and mishta and simcha. But by Hanukkah, it's not the case. In fact, the Rambam says Hanukkah parties are birthday parties. You go in, it's as soon as Rosh Hashanah, have a birthday party. It's called a Hanukkah party. It's as soon as Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why is it not Suda's mitzvah? Because that wasn't Suda's takana. The takana was not on the guf. Was not a mishnah and simcha. Why not? So it's very famous in Shavura that by Hanukkah the gzeir was not on the guf. The gzeir was on the nefesh. Was on the ruchnias. So therefore we celebrate without the guf. By Purim the gzeir was on the guf. The gzeir was to destroy Am Yisrael. Therefore we celebrate with the guf, and we mishta and simcha. Ask Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan is to be found in the Ma'amar Ani Ma'asai LeMelech. He has an interesting observation. It's interesting that Dafka, when the Gzera was on the Guf, and we celebrate with the Guf, but they didn't act with the Guf. The salvation didn't come about with the Guf. On Purim, when the Gzera was on the Guf, to destroy, physically destroy Am Yisrael, and we celebrate, therefore we celebrate. We have Mishnah and Simcha, but they didn't fight. What did they do? Soy Mupri. They did tshuva. They were crying. Am Yisrael didn't do anything. They were passive to bring about the salvation. They didn't fight. Mashenke Bechanaka, when it was a gzera on the Ruach, on the Ruchnias. And that's what we celebrate by the Ruach. But Dafka there by Hanukkah, they went to fight with the Guf. They risked their life. Interesting observation. What does he answer? He answers that there's two types of Xeris, he says. Rabbi Chanan answers himself that says there's two types of Xeris. There's a Xerim in Hashamayim, and sometimes there's a Sotin. The Sotin has a Koach even against Shamayim. How can you tell if it's a Gzera Me'a Shamayim or it's the Sotin himself? Says Rabbi Chanan, Me'a Shamayim, they wouldn't make a Gzera on mitzvahs. They'll only make a physical on our physical body to afflict us. That's a Gzera Me'a Shamayim. When you see there's a Gzera on Ruchnius, then you know it's Ma'a Sotin. It wouldn't be Ma'a Shamayim. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Therefore, by Purim, when it was a Gzera on the Guf, therefore, they realized it was Ma'a Shamayim. Ma'a Shamayim, therefore, what's the remedy? Do tshuva. Ma'a Shamayim is obviously we have done something wrong. They did tshuva. That's the way to negate a Gzera Ma'a Shamayim. Ma'a Sheinke. By Hanukkah it was a gzera on the mitzvahs. Therefore, they knew it's sotin. By sotin, you go out to fight. As they zot Rabbi Elchanan. That's how he explains the famous Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says that Chofetz Chaim he regretted that they didn't go out to fight the Soviets, the communists. So we should have gone to fight the communists. I would be killed? No. It was never shemitzvahs. Makara, why would you fight the communists? Because there you see it was a gzera on the on the ruach, on the mitzvahs. So it must be a satan. Must be a satan. So therefore, the satan go out to fight. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. I hesitate a bit, because we find many other places in history, in Jewish history, that they were gzeiros on the mitzvahs, and they didn't go out to fight. Right? The Romans made a gzeira not to learn Torah. Rabbi Akiva did teach Torah. He got killed. We didn't fight the Romans. He was Moshe Nafshoi. He still taught the Torah. He didn't care. He got punished. He got killed by them. He didn't go and fight the Romans head to head like the Hashmonaim did. There's a gzeira not to wear tefillin. Elisha Barak Rafaim wore tefillin. The Kaz Dosor sees him, says, what are you wearing? What does Elisha do? He runs away. Didn't go and stab the Kaz Dor. He ran away. When he was caught, he took it off. So what do you have in your bag? Yonah, can't for Yonah. No. He didn't go and fight the Romans. According to Rabbi Chanan, the Gzeira on the Ruach is certain. You should fight. So Shitosai, why didn't they just fight? What? Bar Kochba. Rabbi Kiva. I think Rabbi Kiva held it. Bar Kochba. Okay. Since then, it's been 2,000 years, and it didn't happen. Am Yisrael never got together to fight. But anyway, based on the story we said before, maybe we could give a terence. Since Taubes Yavon is a chokhma that's disconnected from the guf, it's just pure intellect. Taubes Yavon praises the intellect, but it doesn't have to affect your guf. You leave your guf as it is. You keep your Yetzirah. There's nothing wrong with your Yetzirah. You just enjoy intellect for the sake of intellect. Tarbus Yavon. Philosophy. Science. But you know, you don't have to change who you are. That's the Alexandros. That me, I respect your Chochma, but I would kill them because I want the money for myself. Because Tarbus Yavon disconnects from intellect and from goof. So maybe that's the reason that Am Yisrael to show, when they're fighting the Chochmas Yavon, they fight with their guf. To show, our guf is also fighting for the Ruchnias. It's not only that Chochmas Hayadus says that we do want our Ruchnias. Not only our Ruach that wants it. Eretz Samaloch Apsori, Samaloch Anafshi, Kamaloch Apsori. It's hand in hand. We go hand in hand together because we will kaddish our seichel, our nefesh, and our guf. So maybe that's why by Nechemes Yavon they went to fight out with the guf to show that our guf is also part of it. It's part of Nechemes Hashem. So anyway, this is the concept that we still battle with at Etzem Yom Hazeh. Even today, the world is still influenced with Chochmas Yavon. Where Chochmas Yavon gave very importance to the guf, the sports world, which is a good world for the goyim. But for the goyim, it keeps them very busy. Baruch Hashem is wonderful. But ashkofliki wise, exercise is important to keep healthy, but to give it importance of itself, that is not Yiddishkeit. There's no tachlis to be a sportsman. That's not the tachlis of life. Tachlis of life is to bring the guf up to the nefesh. That sobalcho nafshi kamolcho psori. Yes. So you see, which is not connected to the chochma. Also disconnected from the Chochmah. Once you worship your guf, so that's where Yetzirah is going to come into place. The disconnect from the chokhmah, from the guf. Should be zeicher to elevate ourselves and be able to stand up and get to the level that we could also be on fire for our Yiddishkeit. I saw an interesting Sfas Emes. I don't normally see Chassidish Sfarim, but someone told me about it. He's quoting on the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Beis. It says over there, Harogil Baner Havyu Nebonim Talmidei Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Harogil Baner. If you care, Harogil, you have the Gilus in the Ner, then you'll get Bonim Talmidei Chachomim. Says Rashi, because it says Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Once you do the mitzvah of Ner, the Ner of Shabbos and the Ner of Hanukkah, you get a Torah Or. Says the Sfas Emes, quoting from his father, he said, what does it mean, Harogi Baner? It's to bring the Ner, the light, into the Rogil, into the Regilus. A person, we live a life of habit. We do things like robots. We daven like a robot. We do mitzvahs like a robot. That's the Regilus. But Rogi Baner, he lights himself up. He thinks about what he's doing, and he brings it into this Regilus. Then having a bond in Talmidei Chachamim, he gets real Chochmah. And that's what happened with Tarbus Yovan. Yovan symbolizes the Gashmias, and through the Nes that they woke up, they cared. It makes it in Schachus. And so therefore, that's the they changed their regilus. They were lighted up to think and observe and care. That lights up. That changes the regilus. Then have they bought him Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore, a person who constantly is battling his Yetzer Hara, that makes him his chatras anyway. Every day is a battle, always trying to grow and be careful and run away. So that makes him his chatras. That's the idea of Hanukkah, that to light the flame is fresh. And it blows away the darkness. That's an idea of Hanukkah, of the Nichadash itself. Harogil Baner, to bring the Ner into the Regilus, having a Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. Which reminds me of the beautiful explanation of Avyanka Galinsky, we mentioned before, wants to explain what was unique about the Choshech of Yavon. Chazal Darshan and Bracious Rabba, they Darshan, so the Choshech is referring to Golas Yavon. What was the pinnacle of Golas Yavon? Shechshichoi Neim Shel Yisrael, that he told them, Kisvu Lechem Al Keren Ashor She'en Lechem Chelek Beloike Yisrael. Right on the horn of a shore, that you have no connection to Eloike Yisrael. This is the pinnacle, the spitz of Golas Yavon. That's what the Medrash says. What does that mean? What is this shore? Says Rashi, it means Chet HaEgel. What's the connection? Explains the following. The Yavonim felt that Am Yisrael are stuck. They made a bad decision. You ever met someone who kind of took upon himself a commitment that he can't live with? He signed this huge mortgage. now it was, now he's overwhelmed. It was a bad mistake. I shouldn't have taken upon myself such a commitment. The Ivanim felt Am Yisrael was stuck. Nebuch, they took upon himself 613 problems. They're stuck. They can't eat chametz at Pesach. They can't marry shiktzos. They can't work on Shabbos. All these problems. But they don't really hold by it. It's a mistake. How do I know? Chet Egel. Immediately after Kabbalah Satorah, they went Chet Egel. So therefore the Ivanim was saying, you guys, you're stuck. It's not really you. Because we see by Chet Egel, the Am Yisrael, we're not interested. So therefore the Ivanim, they wanted to help Am Yisrael. What the Tarbus Yavam felt, let's get the Jews out of it. Let's help them be normal. Let's help them out. The Jews are stuck. They have the 630 mitzvahs. You know what? We can help them out. We make zeros. From now on, finished. It's to help you. No, there was once a weak guy, and every day you'd pass by on the way to work. You'd pass by the restaurants, the goyish restaurants, and you smell the geschmack of seafood, and amazing pork and milk and meat that's offered there. And he was every day his mouth was water. So his goyish friend one day decides to help him. And he points his huge machine gun at him, says, eat the food. He says, oh, Shkoy, I've been waiting for years, I've been waiting for someone to do this to me. Oh, at least I have a head to Baruch Hashem, it's Baruch Nefesh, and I can eat as much as I want. That's what Yibanim felt. Kisva lechem again, Ashur, you guys are stuck. We have to help you out. Make zeros, then that's also for you to keep Torah, that's Baruch Nefesh. And you'll thank us for helping get rid of this habit you have. This commitment you took upon yourselves. What happened? The whole thing backfired. Because Punkt Fakert, all of a sudden, this awakened a spark of the Chashmonoim. Fakert, we want this. It's not, we don't have 613 problems. We have 613 opportunities to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in Al-Nisim. Kesh'om to Marcus Rabin Arasho, Ashkicham to Yosecho. It's a commitment they took to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to help us forget about it. What happened? Ravdes Rivam Dandes Dinam Nekandes Dinkmasam Adrabah. They went to fight because it's our battle. It's not for Hashem, it's for ourselves. We want it. Ritzoneinu Lasis is Ritzoneinu. That's what you want. And that's why there was Zeichah to the Nest of Hanukkah. The Zeicha, because even though Mikra Din Tum Hutra Betzibur, they could use the Shemen, but they didn't want to have any Pturim. They weren't interested in hearing any an Oines. They wanted to do things as things should be done. For the Zeicha to get, they could use the Shemen Atohor without any compromises, because that was the whole idea, to show that this is who we really are, this is what we really want. We're willing to die for the Torah. We're willing to fight for the Torah. Our nefesh and our guf, sabar lecho nafshi, kamol lecho psori. This is who we really are. And it was zeichat a wonderful nisim. This idea of ischachus is showing we're not robots, we're not stuck. We have a schus, we have a merit of keeping the Torah. And that's kehem chayenu. And therefore, that's what Hanukkah is about. Lighting up the darkness in the choshech of Yavon. When we're told to write in Keren Ashor that we have no chelek, Elokei Yisrael, that's when we go out to fight. It kindles who we really are. Rabbi Yankele says over there beautiful about himself that he was in yeshiva in Bialystok. Every yeshiva has the masmidim, and it has the fringe bachrim who are messing around. He says also that, also in old Europe, also that the same phenomenon. There were guys who used to battle around. So when they had to move from Bialystok, they had to go to Vilna. He saw that everyone's packing their bags, and he saw the Batlanim were in their bags, they're taking their tefillin and their gemaras. I understand, why are you taking a gemara for? In Bialystok, you have everything was great. Novardok didn't learn, so why would you, you're going on exile to Vilna? What are you taking a gemara for? No, they arrived at Vilna. At Vilna was just the beginning of the war, all the yeshivas were going to Vilna because Lithuania became independent. And so the masmidim, of course, were learning and steiging away. And the batlanim were catching up on the news, what's happening, which yeshivas came, the politics, where you're going, your yeshiva, got visas, yeah, get to. The batlanim were, there's lots of news happening, they were very busy. And then the Russians conquered Lithuania. And the yeshiva went underground. And the whole yeshiva was caught learning Torah. And therefore the yeshiva was sentenced to 25 years exiled to Siberia. 25 years for learning Torah. So they had to pack their bags. And again, says the Bianca, that we packed our bags. Everyone took their tefillin and their gemaras. I see the batlonim, they're packing their bags. And they're putting in the bags tefillin and gemara. Don't understand. Bialystok you battled around. Vilna you battled around. You're going to be learning in Siberia? That's when you're going to start learning? They come to Siberia. And as they get off the train, in the white hell, in the Gehenna Malavon, the first thing the Russians do, take all the religious artifacts, all the gemaras, all the tefillins they take, from a big pile and burn it. In front of their eyes. Of course, everyone's heartbroken. They know this is it. There's no more gemaras around. So he looks around, says Rabbi Yankala, I would expect now the batlonim should be very delighted, because till now they've been battling around. This is wrong. But now they've burnt your gemaras. Now it's oinus. Now you can't learn. Not shayach. Great. It should be a course of celebration now, because now Baruch Hashem the gemaras have been burnt. Now it's Bittul Torah, Beheta. I have no more gemaras. I can't learn even if I want to. It should be a great time. And he sees that, like everyone else, they're heartbroken, seeing that the gemaras are gone. So why is that? Because Ritzoneinu Lasses Ritzoneinecha. We all want to do the Torah properly. We have the Yetzahara. We have the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara was in Bialystok, and the Yetzahara was in Vilna. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, we all have it. We all want to do Hashem's will. And therefore they were also heartbroken that they lost the opportunity. The Gemara is gone. They can't learn even if they want to. So this is a beautiful idea that Hanukkah, Dafka, when they made the Gzera, expecting us to just to come Hellenite, they woke us up and we were on fire. We were Klutai, B'moitza Nefesh, full of Torah, full of mitzvahs. Kihem chayenu, we need to die for this. This is what we want. We don't have problems. We have opportunities to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzom alocha nafshi, kam alocha psari. We're thirsty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we want. We should zoicha to bring that into our life with a ner, to light up our gilus. That this should inspire us for our everyday work, for take this with us for the rest of the year. To light us up, the gilus should be lit up by thinking what we're doing, caring, and therefore we get all the wonderful things. In this week's parasha's Miketz. Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yudalet. The brothers have come back to Yaakov Avinu with a heartbreaking request. Shimon's gone. We're hungry. We need to take Binyamin down. Binyamin, your beloved son. En Brera. He has to go. Says Yaakov Avinu, Pasuk Yudalet, V'keil shakai yitenechem rachamim mifnei ha'ish, V'kasher shocholti, shocholti. Says Rashi, Shedai midrashai, Misha omar lo'ilam dai, the one who says die to the world. Yoimer die le tzorosai, tzorosai. Say enough to my tzoros. Shlei shakateti min urai. I've never, since I've been young, I haven't had any peace and tranquility. Tzoras lovon. Tzoras Esav. Tzoras Rochel. Tzoras Dino. Tzoras Yosef. Tzoras Shimon. Tzoras Binyamin. Yaakov Avinu, I have such a difficult... Die, enough. Yoimar HaTzoros, I die, I've had so much sorrows. Speak. The Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of this week's parasha, says... Omale Rabbi Alexandri, Ein lecha adam b'lo yisurin. No one is saved from yisurin. Ashrov la adam shi yisurin boim alav min ha-Torah. But happy is the person who gets yisurin through Torah, shenemar mitirosa seramdenu. The stipend in his sefer called Birkas Peretz elaborates on this point. The idea of Yisurim, Yisurim are for our benefit. Moran says in Brachas, Tafei, Gimel Matana, Yisteivais, Nasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the three wonderful presents. They all need Yisurim, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. Yisurim are mechaper for us. They're sent exactly for the mission, the tone. Says, but likewise, in Torah is also Shaykh Yisurim. What does it mean? How do you get Yisurim in Torah? When a person thinks that for a person to learn when there's no Cheshek, he has zero Cheshek to learn right now. And he forces himself to learn. He says, that's Yisurim Shul Torah. I don't understand what's going on. It's Yisurim Shul Torah. Or a person thinks, I'm losing out by learning. Because of my learning, I'm losing out. I could have been rich. I could have made it easy, have an easy life. And because of my Torah, I'm learning. Because of my Torah, I'm losing. So that's Yisurim Shel Torah. He says, so besides you getting atonement, like you do for any Yisurim, you get atonement. But Ashrov, Ein lecha adam b'lo Yisurim. Aber Ashrov la adam shiyisurim b'alav min ha-Torah. Because first of all, you're saving yourself from other Yisurim, from physical Yisurim, from getting. And it's a tremendous chus. Besides being a regular kapara, it's a tremendous, tremendous chus to have Yisurim through Torah. So therefore, that's something to think about. Ashrei Adam Shiyisurim B'Alav Min HaTorah, even things, something that's difficult to be creative in HaTorah, difficult to concentrate, difficult to learn, difficult to commit. But Ashrei Adam, who Yisurim come from Torah, and you're saving yourself from other Yisurim, because everyone gets Yisurim in different ways, in different forms. The Ashrei Adam Yisurim Ba'alav Min HaTorah. Our next Shir B'zat Hashem will be discussing whether what happens with the wife who threatens her husband, if you don't come home in time, I'm lighting the candles. Is that right or wrong? Does she have a schus to say that? Should a person leave his learning schedule and come home to light candles on time, or should he tell his wife to light for him? There are rabbanim who say you should stay in yeshiva, don't come home. We're going to discuss the pros and the cons for this type of idea. Thank you very much. Shkoyach.